And welcome back to Wayne State Basketball. We are at halftime. We are pleased to be joined this afternoon by Dr. Andrea Matty, who is an assistant professor teaching in the Department of Chemistry here at Wayne State University. First of all, Dr. Matty, thanks for joining us this afternoon, taking some time out of your busy schedule. How's the semester been going so far?
Oh, it's been great. It's so exciting to be back after a break on campus, and it's that Wayne State energy all over again, a new semester, so it's awesome.
Absolutely, and hopefully the weather will continue to get better as we move on toward the spring. Doctor, first of all, before we get into what we want to talk to you about today, just give us a little bit of your background and what you do here at Wayne State.
So I'm assistant professor teaching in the Department of Chemistry. I teach large lectures in the chemistry department, mostly our gen chems, our general chemistry one and two. I'm also director of undergrad studies, so I handle a lot of our undergraduate curriculum in chemistry and things like this cannabis chemistry certificate.
Yeah, and that's why we want to talk to you today about the cannabis chemistry program here at Wayne State. The first question for you is, what type of students is the cannabis chemistry certificate aimed at here at Wayne State?
And the type of students that would be interested in this certificate would be those students who, you know, really enjoy the chemistry. They like the instrumentation, they like the techniques, they like the topics and the knowledge that chemistry has, but they don't necessarily want to get into a health science. Majority of our majors are some kind of pre-health science. So we're talking pre-med, you know, pre-dent, pre-pharm, pre-PA, which is great. But then we have students who are like, you know, I really enjoy the science, but it doesn't necessarily mean I want to get into healthcare. And this would be geared towards those students who want to practice the science as a career, but not in the health field. And even any students that have an interest in the cannabis industry and enjoy science, this is a certificate that marries those two topics into a career that is, you know, growing in Michigan.
Absolutely. Let's talk about the industry that's growing, the cannabis industry. I've been up in Michigan now for 10 years, and it's grown a lot just in the last 10 years. But talk about a little bit of the history of the industry and how it has grown these past maybe 5 to 10 years.
I mean, it's been booming. If you, you know, read reports and you go on, you know, like the CRA's website or Cannabis Regulatory Agency and just read in the news even about the projected sales for 2023 in Michigan were $3.2 billion in marijuana sales. And then just to put that in perspective, a state like California was a little over 11 billion. So to compare Michigan size and where we're at to where California's been at, and those are the numbers, it's tremendous growth. Even in the job market, a report came out from the cannabis industry's job report for 2022. Michigan was third in the nation for employment in marijuana positions. And again, that's in the whole nation. So if we're competing with states like Colorado and California who have done this longer and we're third, that says a lot.
Yeah, that is pretty impressive, no doubt about it. And what can students be expected to learn in this program? There might be a student maybe listening to this broadcast right now that might be interested in going into the field or taking the program here on Wayne State. What can they be expected to learn while they're here in Midtown Detroit?
Yeah, so it's a testing certificate. And that's how, you know, we advertise it. And that's what we tell students. This there's no growth or production in this certificate. This is testing and regulation. So we are taking what we know in chemistry, we know the instrumentation, we know the techniques, and we're applying it to the field of cannabis regulation and compliance. And so they'll learn the instrumentation, the data analysis, the techniques, you know, the proper standardizations, dilutions. And then we have, you know, responsible conduct of research courses. So they can learn some ethics in science and research. We have credits to put them in a lab. So they will actually be doing research, analytical research in a lab where it's not just in a classroom, but they will be applying these techniques. And these techniques are invaluable in any field. You know, they're learning instrumentation that can go across the board. So we're gearing it towards cannabis industry because that's what the certificate is aimed for. But these techniques are sound analytical techniques that can carry you over from industry to industry.
Yeah, absolutely. Hey, how have the state regulators in Lansing and the cannabis industry reacted to news about this program here at Wayne State?
It's been great. Ever since it was advertised, I cannot tell you how many individuals, businesses, professors that have reached out to me and said, you know, this is amazing. How can we help? You know, how can we collaborate? Let's all get on board. The response has been overwhelming to the point where I don't think in any of my endeavors, I have gotten this much of a response from the community. It's overwhelming and it's so positive and it's much appreciated.
Absolutely. Last question for you before we let you go. We always want to get maybe a personal touch to all these interviews, but is there a story you can share with listeners that will underscore the importance of this certificate program here at Wayne State?
Yeah. So when I think of, any stories that stand out from all of my research when I was developing the certificate, so I visited testing facilities, you know, in the Detroit area. And from the people I met and my experiences now, you know, there's just an overwhelming sense of community. So it's not necessarily just one story, but I've been so welcomed by compliance facilities, by, like I said, academics who run labs doing cannabis research, from suppliers of cannabis, chemical companies, lawyers, you know, marijuana regulation lawyers. It's just such a sense of community with this field that from an entry-level scientist to a lab manager to an owner, everybody has just been ready to help. It's been like a family. And I think it's because it's such a new and emerging field that everybody's kind of like, we're in this together. Like we're ready to do this as a whole and to bring cannabis to the forefront of Michigan and to make Michigan a major player in this field. And everybody wants to contribute and do it together. And it's a good feeling to be a part of that, to have that. It's nice. Not even just to have the support, but for everybody to be, you know, aiming for the same goal. And it's a sense of community that's awesome.
Yeah, absolutely. With the stats you mentioned earlier, Michigan's definitely on the way and Wayne State definitely helping out in this industry for sure. Hey, Dr. Maddie, thanks for joining us this afternoon, taking some time out of your schedule. Best of luck the rest of the semester. Hopefully the weather keeps getting better, and go Warriors, all right?
Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. That was Dr. Andrea Maddie from the chemistry department here at Wayne State. We're at halftime. Stay tuned. Second half coming up after this. Wayne State and Lake Superior right here on the Wayne State Warrior Radio Network.